Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
There are some of you that know that if something doesn't change, you aren't going to make it. There's not a hope of you living a victorious, joyful, fulfilled, complete life. You know that your life right now is not the way that it's supposed to be, and yet you're afraid to try anything different. That's what these lepers said. They said, why are we sitting here until we die? How long are we going to do this until we die? It says, if we say we enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. If we sit here, we shall die also. Now, therefore, come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. I love that reasoning. I love it. Again, I go back to the guys in the boat, and Jesus comes walking on top of the very thing that had everybody else. It was killing them. They were drowning, and yet the people were saying, Peter, don't get out of the boat. What's the deal? There was as much water in the boat as there, you know, was outside. They were going down. They were going to drown if they stayed where they were. And yet I can guarantee you all those guys in the boat were criticizing him. You're foolish to get out of the boat. But he was going to drown if he stayed in it. There was very little difference between being in the boat and out of the boat. They were both full of water. The boat was going down. It was the smartest thing he ever did to get out of the boat. You know what? You can't walk on the water if you don't get out of the boat. Here's some of you that want to see miraculous things in your life, and yet you are so afraid to do anything that would put you in a position where you need a miracle. You're playing it too safe. You don't ever want there to be a bump in the road, and yet you're wanting a great testimony. That's not how. You have to have a test before you get the money. Amen. If you want a testimony, you're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have to get out of what's easy. These four lepers says, how long are we going to sit here? If we stay here, we die. If we go into the city, we die. Let's go out to the Syrians. The worst they can do is kill us. Some people would just be paralyzed by fear. We could die. They were dying already. It was just a matter of days until they were dead. There are some of you that are dying and don't know it. You're like the frog in the pan that the heat is just being turned up slowly and your whole life is wasting away. Some of you are 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old and your life still isn't fulfilled. You can't look back and say, I have run the race. I have finished my course. You don't have a confidence that you've done what God wants you to do. And yet you're afraid to change. What are you afraid of losing? Well, I've got a house that's nearly paid for. That's not going to satisfy you. That's not changing anybody's life. Well, I got retirement benefits. Some of you aren't going to live long enough to retire. The stress you're under and the grief and the sorrow is killing you. And you're planning for something that's never going to happen. Man, you need to make your life count. You need to realize, what am I going to do? Just sit here until I die? You know, if you wouldn't recommend your life, if you aren't proud of what God, and I'm not saying proud in an arrogant sense, but thankful and appreciative and proud of what God has done in your life and the things that have happened, if you can't look and be pleased with your life and say, thank you, Father, for a great life. Thank you for the way that things are going. If you can't do that with your life, then I'm telling you, you're dying. And how long are you going to stay there? And be afraid to do something. You're dying. The worst that could happen is you die. We've had people before that wanted to come to Bible college and they said, but I'm just not making it. I'm barely able to live. I'm just one step from being away on living on the streets and being out on the streets living under a bridge. What would happen if I come to Colorado Springs? Well, you know what? They aren't living. They aren't doing very good there. As far as I know, we have streets in Colorado Springs and bridges that they can sleep under there. What's the difference in being there out of the will of God and doing what God told you to do and come to Colorado Springs? You know, one of the greatest lessons that God ever taught me is in 1 Kings chapter 17, where it talks about Elijah, and Elijah delivered the word and told Ahab, there's not going to be rain or dew for years until I say so. That could have got him killed. They had killed all of the prophets of the Lord, and yet here he is going and speaking. He was bold. He delivered that word, and he didn't know what the results was going to be after he delivered the word, not before it. God didn't tell him, all right, if you'll do this, then I'll protect you and things will work out. He just gave him a word, and Elijah was bold enough to act on it. After he gave the word, then the word of the Lord came unto him and said, go to the brook Cherith, and because I have, past tense, commanded the ravens to feed thee there. And so he went. And you know how he knew? The brook Cherith was miles long. How did he know exactly where to go? Because God had already commanded the ravens. Ravens can fly faster than he could walk. And so one of the ways he even knew he was in the right place, because God had already commanded the ravens, the supply was already there at the brook Cherith. But see, God sends your supply to where he told you to go, not to where you are. He said, I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. If for some reason Elijah would have said, God, I can't go. It's too far. There's a drought on. I don't have enough provision. I'll die along the way, or whatever his reason was. If he would have stayed there, he could have prayed. He could have fasted. He could have begged God. He could have interceded. He could have bound, loosed. He could have done all of this. And you know what? God was faithful. God was sending his supply, but it was there at the brook Cherith. It wasn't where he was. It's like a quarterback when he throws the ball. He doesn't throw it to where the receiver is. He throws it to where the receiver is going. And you got to be going to be able to receive and catch the ball. And if God has told you to do something else, there's people that are saying, well, God, you give me the provision and then I'll go. No, the provision is there. I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. The reason some of you aren't seeing the provision of God in your life is because you aren't all there. You're here. You need to go there. You need to do what God told you to do. And people are always saying, well, I just don't know how I'd make it if I came to Colorado Springs. They aren't making it where they are. But they're afraid to try something different. We had one woman that said, I can't come. I got two dogs. And our Bible college director was very polite and said, as far as I know, they allowed dogs in Colorado. I just told her, I said, kill them. I love animals. I've had dogs all my life. I'm not a mean person, but I tell you what, if a dog got between me and the ministry, I'd let the dog go. I don't care. It's amazing the things. People are so resistant to change. Well, I don't know anybody there. Well, go meet somebody. Well, what would I do for a job? We got thousands of jobs in Colorado. And I'm just using that as an example. It could be, you know, you staying where you are. But whatever your reasoning is, you got to get rid of the fear of change. If you do the same thing, you're going to get the same results. Do something different. It would be better to do something wrong than it is to do nothing. If you're motivated by faith, God can bless a mistake made in faith more than he can bless a mistake that is made out of fear. And it is a mistake for you to just be safe and play it safe. And I don't want to take any chances. I don't want to run any risk. It's taken me 20, 30 years to accumulate this little bit of nothing that I got, and I don't want to lose it. How long are you going to sit there till you die? Get up and go do something. So these guys went out and they said, the worst they can do is kill us. Brothers and sisters, we hold our life too dear to ourselves. The Apostle Paul says, I'm dead. I'm crucified with Christ. He says, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. You know what? You can't stop a guy like that. He goes out and preaches and they say, we're going to kill you if you don't quit preaching. And he just reaches up and kisses them. Wonderful. Amen. I'll go be with Jesus. Well, then we'll stick you in jail. So he goes to praising God and gets all the prisoners and the jailers saved. And so they say, well, we're going to release you. And he says, wonderful. And he goes out and preaches the gospel. How do you stop somebody who just really doesn't care whether they live or die? For them to live is Christ and to die is gain. Fear of death is bondage. Some of you are so afraid, well, I might make a mistake. You will. You'll make a mistake. If mistakes would kill you, I'd be dead. So they went out and they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. But when they came to the utmost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there, for the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come against us. And so anyway, these Syrians fled and they left their food still there. The food was still cooking. They left all their gold. They left their raiments. They left their tents. They left everything. And all of a sudden, these guys who were outcast, lepers, had nothing, were starving to death, had no future, went out and became immensely rich. All of the spoils of the enemies were there. And they started eating and they started gathering up gold and garments. And then they said, you know what, we're doing the wrong thing. We got good tidings to tell. And they went back and told the city of Samaria what had happened. And they became the heroes. Outcast became heroes because they were willing to take a chance, because they were willing to change, because they were willing to say, what's the worst that could happen?
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK149 titled, What Are You Afraid Of? When you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our telephone number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to thank all of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, we are sharing things that are changing people's lives. We are having a huge response. We have over 35,000 contacts per month, and that's not including our website, which averages over 15,000 contacts per day. We're reaching a lot of people. People's lives are being changed, and I couldn't do that if it wasn't for those of you who are partners with us. So I want to thank you, and I just want to mention to the rest of you, if you are being blessed, if you recognize the potential blessing that this could be to other people, would you help us to reach out with the gospel? We need to increase our outreach. We've got opportunities, more opportunities, and we've got finances. So pray about it and then become a partner with us today.